Welcome to Good News from the Good Book with Dr. Tim Rader, Senior Pastor at the Fundamental Baptist Church, located in Kinross, Michigan. Stay with us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you a message from God's Word.
Good to have you here this morning. Wonderful looking crowd for a February crowd. Man, I just found out today that I'm only going to be 67 next year instead of 68. That's the truth. I've been going all winter thinking I'm going to be 68, bud. I've double checked. I did the math. You're right. You're right. My cousin Bud is better at a mathematician than I am. So I'm feeling pretty good right now. It's almost like I get to do a do-over for the year. So I kind of feel that way. Feeling younger. Trust that you're going to enjoy your service, your time with us here this morning. Lord Jesus, we pray that you would just do in our midst, right here in the church house this morning, what needs to be done. I need to be fed. Lord, we all need to be fed. We need to be lifted up into the heavenlies. God, this morning, we need to hear good doctrine. We need to be assured of the greatness of God and the promises of God. And Lord Jesus, there might be somebody here that isn't born again, or they're watching live stream and they're not saved. God in heaven, help them to understand that's what it's all about. You sent your son and he went to the cross and he died for our sins that we might have eternal life, undeserving as we are. Oh, how great you are. God, I pray that would be conveyed all through the message this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead and be seated. You know what happened this morning? It happens every once in a while here. God changed my message, but he didn't do it at 6:30 this morning. He did it about 8:30 this morning. It was closer to 9 o'clock. And I have the message. I told you I was going to preach on sins against the Holy Spirit. That'll happen next week, Lord willing. But then God just kind of filled up my heart and filled up the, you know, and what needed to be preached this morning. And I'm gonna preach my favorite one of, it's probably my favorite chapter in all of the Word of God. It is so full of promise because there are people this morning that are hurting. There are people this morning, some of you got bad news this week. I know it, you know it, maybe other people don't know it. Some of you are struggling physically, some struggling financially, there's just great difficulties, even in the family of God. And I want to encourage you this morning, best way I know how. So turn to the book of Romans. Book of Romans in chapter 8. And I trust that God will get a hold of your heart and get a hold of my heart, and he'll do what needs to be done in our lives this morning. I've preached this chapter so many times in so many different places, on the road and here at home, and I don't think I preach it here probably in a year's time. And in fact, it might have been just about a year ago. Something happens in the middle of winter where it gets a little bit dark up here in the Upper Peninsula and things kind of get old. But you know what? Truthfully, that's not it this morning, is it? Man, it's springtime right now. It's like people that are down south don't realize the difference in the Upper Peninsula this year. Praise God for El Nino or whatever it is that's all under the control of the hand of God. And we got a bare parking lot and it's springtime weather. And it really is amazing. And I keep saying to myself, when's it going to quit? When's it going to stop? When's it going to end? And it just kind of keeps going on and on. Who knows? Maybe this, I don't know. We'll see. I'll just take every day and love it and live it and try to live it for the glory of God. I was reminded when I turned to this passage of scripture of a story I read a long time ago about an usher in a fancy church, but not quite an uptown church. They were struggling to be something they weren't, but they thought they were pretty arrogant about it. And there was a well-dressed lady coming towards the front doors of the church, and the usher caught his eye. She's well-dressed, obviously well-to-do, obviously had a little wherewithal to it, and he opened the door for her, and she came in. He said, "Let me find you a seat." And she said, "Sir, I'd like to have a seat right down the front." "Are you sure, ma'am? Because, you know, our preacher, you know, he's not much. He's kind of rambles on from time to time. You know anybody like that? He kind of rambles on from time to time, and he's not real educated, and sometimes he's embarrassingly, sometimes he's just flat out boring." And the lady sat down right in the front row where she wanted to be, and she stood back to her feet and said, "Young man, do you know who I am?" She said, "No, ma'am, I don't. I'm the pastor's mother." And he said, "Lady, do you know who I am?" She said, "No, I don't." He said, "Good," and walked away as fast as he could. God knows who you are. God knows where you're at today. God knows what you're struggling with. Man, God knows what's going on in your life behind closed doors. God knows what's going on in your heart. And chapter 8 is just a great, encouraging chapter in the Word of God. When the dust settles and when the clouds rise and the last weapon is fired, you need to know this. Everything is going to be all right. I could title this message, I could title it, but I'm not sure exactly where I'm going to go. Everything is going to be all right. Over 500 times in the Word of God, we read about having joy and rejoicing. Over 500 times. God tells us, you know, you coming to me, you take my yoke upon you, it's light, it's easy, I'll clear the path for you, I'll prepare the way for you, you don't have to fear tomorrow, I'll be your shepherd, I'll be your good shepherd, I'll meet your every need. And that verse in Romans and chapter 8 and verse 28 is that right here in this chapter, the verse we always quote. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. That's kind of the apex of this chapter. And everything else just kind of builds upon that. As children of God, we have much to be thankful for. Let me read a couple verses. Would you stand back up and I'll just read a couple. And I want to say a quick prayer again and we'll get right into it here this morning. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh on my part, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Let me paraphrase one of those verses in what I just read. God looked down from heaven, didn't surprise him. He had a plan the whole time. But God looked down from heaven, he gave man the law, and he saw that man could not get the law done. Couldn't fulfill the law, so he sent his Son. Amen. To fulfill the law in my place and in your place and provide for us a way to eternal life. What a great promise. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Let's bow together in prayer. Father, again, we pray for your blessing. I want to preach Bible this morning. I need your help to do that. It's not important that it's a lot of sentence sermons. What's important is that we hear the Word of God, and this morning the Word of God would be accomplished right here and in this place. God, meet the need. Please, meet the need. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead and be seated. God has a passion for every sinner. He has a plan for every saint, and he has provision for every son and every daughter. Look what it says here in Romans in chapter 8. Number one, by the way, you got to get born again. Let me come to that. Verse 5. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. And for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. It is impossible for the unbeliever to please God. Verse 9, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. Now, I'm going to read a few more verses, and the first thing I want to say to you this morning, and I know I'm summarizing a lot of verses, make sure you're part of the family of God. All of the promises of God found in the Scripture do not pertain to you unless you're born again, unless you're born of the Spirit. The Spirit of God indwells you. That was actually read already. Look what it says in verse 10. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Heaven is ours if you're born again. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh. You don't owe the flesh or this cosmos, this world system, anything. You do not need to be tied with like a ball and chain to the old life. You don't have to be a habitually fallen into the same sin over and over again. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, verse 12, to live after the flesh. But if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. I love this now. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. Ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. You get born again. The Holy Spirit indwells you. The Holy Spirit lives within you. You're the temple of the Holy Spirit. And man, you're part of the family of God. You can call God the Father intimately, Daddy, Abba Father. He'll be there for your every need. He will meet your every need. And the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit. Now verse 17 says, and if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. And now verse 18. Let's everybody read it together. Verse 18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. There's great times coming. There's a great day coming. All the sufferings in this world, and they're everywhere. They are everywhere. And if you live long enough, your family's going to experience death in a very intimate way. Someone very close to you. And there's going to be deep waters. But you understand this? All the sufferings, all of the negativity, all of the bad times in this world, all the tests and all the trials, they cannot be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us hereafter when we get home to heaven. Heaven will be worth it all. Amen. Eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Heaven will be worth it all. Paul, in the midst of persecution, Paul in prison writes this letter and says, listen, the best is yet to come. Amen. Man, it is going to be so good when we get to heaven. First thing you need to know is you need to know you're saved. First thing you need to know is you need to know that you are born again. And I want to warn you, heaven's not far away. It is not. I can almost smell, if you allow me to be a little metaphorical here, the sweetness of heaven. I can almost hear the singing inside the gates. I can almost feel the warm breezes of the homeland. Man, we are almost there, folks. We are almost there. Jesus is coming so very soon, so very soon, in an hour that you think not. And for some of us, we're getting aged, all right? We are almost there. The truth is, all of us are only one breath away. All of us, we're only one heartbeat away. And if you're not sure that you're born again, if you're not sure that you're going to heaven when you die, you need to settle that today. You need to make sure you're on your way to heaven. That's like the lady that told me, and I'll tell you again what I told her before, and I've told you this before. You Baptist, man, that was down in Grand Rapids, you Baptist people, you're all about being born again. And I said, lady, and I'll tell you the same thing this morning. Apart from the born again experience, all is lost. All is lost. You must be born again. That's what Jesus said. Now let's read on here in Romans in chapter 8. A lot of good doctrine. I'm just going to read a little bit, plant and preach a little bit, read a little bit, and we're going to get to the end of the chapter. Verse 19, I'm going to skip. Let's go from verse 19 to verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And whom he did foreknow, he did also predestinate to be conformed into the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. You get born again, it's as good as done. You are predestinated to be conformed into the image of Christ. This is talking about sanctification here. Anyone born again, positionally, is sanctified. Anybody born again and growing in grace, progressively, you're being sanctified. And finally, one day, we will be like Jesus, and that'll be final sanctification, and we'll receive our glorified bodies. Verse 30, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, interesting word, in the Greek it means invited, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. You know what I'm reading there? I am reading that I am as good as in heaven already. Amen. In my standing, I am in Christ. When God the Father looks down and sees this sinner man, he sees the righteousness of the only begotten Son of God. It's a promise of God. You can take it to the bank. You get born again, you're going to be in God's heaven. All things work together for good to them that love God. Man, on your worst day, your name is still written in the Lamb's Book of Life. If everything else goes wrong today, everything else goes wrong this week, everything else goes wrong in the year 2024, you're still on your way to heaven. We live in uncertain days. Man, nuclear weapons might be fired. We could be in some kind of World War III before the rapture of the church ever takes place. We know that Jesus is coming soon, but we've been delivered from the wrath to come, which shall come upon the whole world. That is the 7 years of tribulation. But the fact is, there could be very difficult times before that ever happens and before the church is ever taken home. But no matter what happens, I'm as good in heaven as in heaven already. If I'm told by the doctor I got 6 weeks to live, I'm as good as in heaven already. No matter what happens, that's a wonderful truth. I'm as good as there. Look at verse 31. Verse 31. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. No matter what happens, I'm not alone. With the background of the gathering storm of persecution, Paul writes this and says, if God's for us, who can be against us? Who do we have to be afraid of? God plus me, me plus God, that makes a majority. No matter how big the opposition is. So as the family of God, I'm as good as there. I'm not alone. No matter what comes my way, God has me and I have God. Look at verse 32. He that spared not his own son, that's how much God loves us. He gave heaven's best. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? The truth is, I have it all. I have everything I need. This morning in Sunday school, we're talking about contentment. Contentment, godliness with contentment is great gain. The truth is, I don't need any of the wealth of the world. I don't need any of the silver or the gold. I don't need any of the toys. I have it all in Christ. I'm a joint heir with Jesus. There isn't a toy in this world that measures up to what God has for us in heaven. And for me to put up my whole life and pour my life into things, man, that is foolish because I can't keep any of it. Amen. I have it all in Christ. Go to 1 Kings. 1 Kings, we haven't read this in a while. Chapter 10. 1 Kings chapter 10. Here the Queen of Sheba is traveling. He's gone to see Solomon. And she's heard of his fame. Verse 1. Came to prove him or test him, verse 1. Verse 4 says, I'm in 1 Kings in chapter 10. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all of Solomon's wisdom, she saw it, and all that he had built, and the meat on his table, verse 5, and the apparel, and the cupbearers, the clothing, and the ascent, their worship, as they approached the tabernacle, they were in the temple, there was no more spirit in her. It took her breath away. Skip on over to verse 7. Howbeit, I believed not the words until I came, and mine own eyes had seen it, and behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceedeth the fame which I heard. Now understand the picture here. This is a big picture. As good as it might get here in this earth, and some of us live pretty pampered lives, as good as it might get, when we get to heaven, we'll echo the Queen of Sheba to the power of 10. The half has not been told. I never dreamed heaven would be like this. Can I tell you something I can say with all the authority of the scripture? All of our loved ones that have gone to home to heaven, if they had the opportunity to come back to this sinful world, they wouldn't come. Heaven. And they know we're born again. They know we're going to join them very soon. Yeah. The half. The Queen of Sheba said, man, I looked at the clothing. I watched the worship as they ascended on up into the temple. I looked at the cupbearers. I look at your wealth. I hear the wisdom of Solomon. I see the glory of Israel all around and the Lord God Jehovah. Man, Shekinah glory. The half had not been told. Look what it says also in verse 8. Happy are thy men. Happy are these thy servants which stand continually before thee and that hear thy wisdom. Blessed be the Lord thy God which delighteth in thee to set thee on the throne of Israel. Because the Lord loved Israel forever. Therefore made he thee king to do judgment and justice. She says, man, I look around. All I see is happy people in the service of the king. I see people that have a joy that my people back in my homeland know nothing about. Man, if I could bring them here to this place, they would be in awe of the joy of the Lord. By the way, that is the way the local church is supposed to be. That's exactly how it's supposed to be here at Fundamental Baptist Church. You and I ought to be so in love with God and serving God that everybody around us glorifies God. I just got through reading that. She said, man, if my people could see this, they would honor God. They would glorify God. The New Testament local church is supposed to be attractive just like that. Hey, time out real quick. I'm going to come back to the preaching here and we'll finish up Romans in chapter 8. I found out this week, some figures were run. We could expand this auditorium, hire the contractor, sign the paper, they'd get it done. We wouldn't even have to paint the walls. It'd all be done. And we are within and still have $100,000 in our reserve fund, which a ministry this size needs to have, if we just gain another $100,000. We are that close. That close. Now we wouldn't have all the front done. But we'd have seats. We'd have places for people to sit. And I promise you, when that happens, we'll be full in 2 years. We'll be packed to the walls in 2 years. We'll have 700-800 people in here in 2 years. God in heaven is so good. And I'm telling you, the whole world's going to take note of a building going on here. And they already have taken note. And we're going to make sure all the glory goes to God. To God, and souls be saved, and lives changed. Man, all the glory go to God, and fill up the church house with a happy people in love with the Lord. One more verse, verse 13. And King Solomon gave unto the Queen of Sheba all her desire, whatsoever she asked. Our God does that. Beside that which Solomon gave her of his royal bounty, so she turned and went to her own country, she and her servants. You know, you cannot outgive. You cannot begin to outgive God. I'm telling you this morning, everything is going to be all right if we just trust God. Go back to Romans in chapter 8. Let's finish this up. Romans and chapter 8, verse 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. We're justified already. And it's God that justifies us. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. We have a God in heaven. We are justified and we are not forgotten. Page back one page, maybe not. Just look across the page. Verses 26 and 27 in Romans chapter 8. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. What an intimacy we have. What a great Holy Spirit we have. And he hath searched the hearts. He that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And that's why we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and are the called according to his purpose. That's a special group of people. Amen. Not only saved, but serving. Yeah. And God says, by way of inspiration through the Apostle Paul, all things work together for good. Okay. It's through the fire that the steel is forged and made strong. It's through tests and difficulties that our faith is strengthened. All things worked together for good to them that love God. I'm telling you again, everything's going to be all right. You say, but I didn't expect that turn in the road. God knew all about it well ahead of time. And all things work together for good to them that love God and are the called according to his purpose. We're not forgotten, not for a moment. We have an advocate, 1 John 2:21. We have a mediator. We have a great high priest, Hebrews and chapter 4. We are not alone in this world. Not only did he give us the Bible, we've got the Holy Spirit of God. We've got the presence of God in our lives. Look at verse 35. Verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Man, we are completely secure in Christ. John chapter 6 and verse 37, all that the Father giveth to me cometh to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. I'm not afraid of life. I'm not afraid of the future. I'm not afraid of tomorrow. I'm not afraid of the unknown. I have a shepherd. We have not passed this way heretofore. Remember the book of Joshua? But your kind of glory is going before us. So there's nothing we've got to worry about. You know what my part is and your part is? Serve God today. Love God today. Live for God today. You can't control the White House. You can't control the state capitol. You can't even control your own house. Live for God today. Love God today, and everything is going to be all right. And not only am I secure, I'm sure. Look what it says in verse 38. I'll read verse 36. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded. Listen to Paul. Paul said, I know this. I know whom I have believed. And am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Paul said, I know, I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, now he gets into the abstract, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Here's the difference. I have Christ. I have Jesus. Therefore, I don't have to worry about tests and trials. In fact, I can count them all joy. And I understand he knows the way. And I understand he's the creator God. And he's the savior. And he's the redeemer of my soul. And he loves me. And you know what else? Because of his good son, Jesus, I'm his son as well. And he's not going to let the devil have his way and will in my life. All I got to do is follow him. I'm secure. I know. I say this for someone that may not know. Sinner, but I know that I know that I know that I know I'm going to heaven because of the promises of God. There isn't 1 ounce, there isn't 1 fiber in my being has any doubts. None whatsoever. It's the atoning blood of my Savior, Jesus Christ. I know what the Bible says. I've been studying it for a little while now. I know I have the assurance of heaven. Not because of me, but because of Jesus. That's what Romans in chapter 8 is all about. Hey, everything's going to be all right. Sing with me. Everything's all right in my Father's house, in my Father's house, in my Father's house. Everything's all right in my Father's house. There is joy, joy, joy. Won't you come with me to my Father's house, to my Father's house? To my Father's house, won't you come with me to my Father's house? There is joy, joy, joy. We got to sing the last verse. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way to my Father's house, to my Father's house, to my Father's house. Jesus is the way to my Father's house. There is joy, joy, joy. No matter how dark it gets, no matter how big the mountain is in your life, all things work together for good to them that love God and are the called according to his purpose. Everything's going to be all right. The doctrine of for the child of God, living for God, everything's going to be all right.
Thank you for listening to Good News from the Good Book. Broadcast under the direction of Dr. Tim Rader, Senior Pastor at the Fundamental Baptist Church in Kinross, Michigan. For more information, please visit our website at fbconline.net. We invite you to stay tuned for the next broadcast when Dr. Tim Rader will bring you Good News from the Good Book.